Perth, Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. An Under Siege ABC has been labelled creepy for editing footage of a twerking dance troupe in a way that falsely implied Australia's Governor-General watched on. Dance group 101 Doll Squadron on Thursday lashed out at the national broadcaster for manipulating footage of the event, which took place on Saturday to mark the launch of HMA Supply at Garden Island. In a statement issued on Thursday, the dance squad said the ABC had sexualized the dancers in a creepy way. The group said the ABC's deceptive editing cut to guests who were not in attendance and shooting from angles which could not be seen by the audience. Hours later, the ABC issued its own statement blaming Government MP Philip Thompson for suggesting Governor-General David Hurley was at the performance. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Next month's federal budget is tipped to focus on keeping Australia's remarkable record of pandemic-era job creation, according to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Numbers show Australia's jobless rate had fallen to 5.6% in March, when the economy was creating some 2,000 jobs a day. Speaking to the Daily Telegraph, Mr. Frydenberg said that Australia had weathered the pandemic remarkably well so far, with the post-COVID outlines of the economy already appearing. He said the unemployment rate is back to the pre-pandemic level in just 11 months, compared to the 1990s recession, which took 49 months. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A 48-year-old New South Wales woman has died in intensive care after developing blood clots days after she received the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Officials were last night scrambling to determine if the clots and subsequent death of the Lake Macquarie woman were linked to her vaccination. It was reported the woman received the vaccination on the 9th of April and died 5 days later at John Hunter Hospital's ICU in Newcastle. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on the 8th of April, Australia had changed its vaccination advice to name Pfizer as the preferred vaccine for under 50s. And in sport, Carmichael Hunt will report for Broncos training on Monday as the controversial code-hopping superstar takes his first steps towards a stunning return to the NRL. Hunt's winding and at times harrowing career has taken a remarkable twist, with Brisbane coach Kevin Walters opening the door for the 34-year-old. He's been playing in the Intrust Super Cup with Brisbane's feeder club Souths Logan and will feature alongside Anthony Milford in Sunday's clash against North's Devils. And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.